Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
You know, after living a year or so with this COVID thing hanging on all of us, the next version of you needs to be a better version of you. So that's what I try to bring to the table here with the show and the guests that we have. Like our next guest up, Carrie Ford, CEO of Elevate with Carrie and Holistic Life Coach. So CEO of and founder of Elevate with Carrie, an elite transformational coaching movement and luxury brand. Carrie, welcome to the show. It looks to me like you've done a lot of stuff here. Let's read a couple things. It says she's an international motivational speaker, author, event host, and leading global authority on whole body wellness. She has spoken alongside top industry experts, neuroscientists, and doctors. Holy mackerel. Also, Carrie has trained celebrities such as Allison Sweeney from NBC's The Biggest Loser. It goes on and on and on. You're a weight management expert, a nutritionist, and behavioral change specialist. And yikes, you're one smart cookie. And I've looked at your website. I can see that you're an incredibly attractive woman. You've got a couple cute little kids, and you're trying to juggle all these things like us entrepreneurs do. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So here's what I want to talk about. First of all, you and I had a chance to just chat for a minute, a little bit beforehand. And as I have always had to fight food. I mean, this is kind of your sweet spot. Oh, I said the word sweet and it made me hungry. Anyway, this is your sweet spot. So, I mean, maybe you can help people like me. I'm 60 years old and I think I can safely say I've made it. I've set up my life to where, you know, I have this long-term marriage and relationship with my wife who I love. We have kids, we have grandkids, we have businesses. I'm an entrepreneur, serial entrepreneur, so I have multiple businesses. And everything seems to be running good, even through the COVID. Everything continued running right along because entrepreneurs are that way. We keep fixing little problems and we keep maintaining the machine so the machine goes the distance, right? But the machine that I have neglected is my body. So about a year and a half ago, I almost died because I had a gallbladder go bad while I was at SpaceX, believe it or not. And I had to get emergency ambulance to the hospital. And I was in the hospital and I was dying, Carrie. I literally was dying because my gallbladder, it had like made a stone and it blocked the bile duct and it was blocking my pancreas and all these different pieces and parts that I don't even know what they are. And they're like, we got to fix this quick. But 3 days went by and they still couldn't figure it out. And it boils down to this. I have been living life in excess, living the good life, right? And so now I'm on this quest, and every day I wake up and I take a gigantic handful of vitamins from this and that and this. And I'm able to continue. You know, they finally did fix it. They took my gallbladder out and they figured it out at the 11th hour, if you know what I mean. But it was an eye-opening thing. Now, how many guys like me die before they ever are able to appreciate and realize the life that they've worked so hard to achieve? So that's why, to me, you know, this is important. And you said a couple of things here that I want to bring up. One was freedom from food, or did you call it food freedom? I don't know. And also to have lasting liberation from my food prison, because I love eating. So I started doing a keto diet with a good friend of mine. And I realized, okay, well, I don't know if that's sustainable. And I lost like 13 pounds. I feel pretty good. But what I want to do is, if you could help me today, and this is kind of like a real life session, we'll call it, with Elevate with Carrie, elevatewithcarrie.com, K-E-R-I, by the way, .com on the web. You guys may be able to follow along with what she's about to tell me. I know. I talked the whole segment. All you said was thanks. So we'll take a break. When we come back, you're going to be my coach for a couple of minutes and help me find some food freedom. I need that lasting liberation you talked about. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. We'll be right back.
the sky comes falling down.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages.
Well, you're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly, Entrepreneur Magazine, on newsstands everywhere. Visit our website, entrepreneur.com. And today, I am the guinea pig. I use myself as a guinea pig all the time on this show. I'm 60 years old, guys. I'm having a fantastic life, and I want long-lasting liberation from this thing that the one thing I haven't been able to control most of my life was my eating habits. Now, I've got them pretty good under control now. But Carrie Ford is joining us, CEO of Elevate with Carrie, and holistic life coach is what she is as well. And she's going to talk to me about what I can do to find food freedom, because I need it. Because I've lost a little bit of weight, Carrie, and I feel better, but I know I got a long way to go. My goal was to lose 40 pounds. I'm 13 pounds into that. And I just feel like it's going to take me some time. It's been 3 months into this, and I feel good, but I know that I don't have what it takes to be able to finish this journey. I'm just not mentally prepared for it. So I'm hoping, and I got my hand, praying, because of course it is Easter weekend, by the way. And I'm praying you can give me some good advice. And a lot of people will learn from this conversation we're going to have. So go for it. What am I doing right and wrong?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, first and foremost, I think it's awesome to focus on our wellness and to really seek health from the inside out, which is exactly what you're doing. You know, given you had a kind of a traumatic experience in your arrival to that. But one thing you said that really stood out to me, and the word you used, was sustainability. Because sustainability gets to be sexy, but what you said was that it wasn't sustainable. So I would ask you, what didn't feel sustainable, or what doesn't feel sustainable about being on a keto diet?
Well, I guess because I feel like if you look at the Atkins diet, right? I did that once upon a time, but I didn't feel really healthy after a few months. I thought, I'm not eating enough of this, that, or the other, whether it be vegetables. With a keto diet, I'm always watching carbs, right? So now I become a carb fanatic. Like, oh no, it's got carbs, I can't eat those things, I can't eat that, I can't drink this, or so I become like fanatical and afraid, and I don't want to live my life in fear of carbs, you know what I mean? So to me, that's not sustainable. That I don't want to live in fear. I want, like you said, food liberation from the fear, I guess, food freedom. So I know there's got to be a better way of doing it, and when I read about you, I thought, I think this gal's the one that can help me.
You're not wrong, Alan.
Good.
And the thing is sometimes we start to, especially in diet mentality, where we start to set up rules, we start to actually crave and want the things that we're not, quote unquote, allowed to have, simply because we're saying we can't have them. So I don't know if on the flip side you're experiencing, well, I'm fearful of carbs and I also am abundantly craving them. And the minute that someone may leave the house, or that I'm in front of the thing that I originally am craving, the carb, I'm overeating it, or I'm eating it in private, as many of my clients have struggled with. So I'm not sure if that's something that's relatable.
Oh, tell me, you're watching me in my camera in my office. I can tell right now. I have drawers where underneath all these piles of papers, a box of See's candies. I thought, it's my emergency stash. My wife comes in. She finds it one day looking for something. She goes, I see you're cheating. I'm like, yes, we all cheat. It's all right. I only have one a day. One a day, you know. It's like, one a day turns into two a day, three a day, turns into a box a week. Okay, what's going on here? Anyway, but yes, sure. I resemble those remarks. So go ahead, continue.
Yeah, well, then we wait for that person that we've kind of hired as our food police, right? Hey, remind me of why I started. Remind me that I want this. Remind me. And they don't really want that role. They just want you to be healthy and happy, and they want to support you. So they kind of take it on. And then what happens is you kind of rebel them So what do you do? We, and I don't know if it's you specifically, but clients I have found and in my own personal journey in overcoming anorexia, we hide. We wait for that person we've hired as the food police to police our food. And we go into the closet, and our denial to eat the original cookie we wanted now turns into 10 that we, you know, 9 more than we anticipated.
You are
eating.
Watching me. So that, are you spying in my house?
Seen,
in my closet? What is going on here? I feel like complete paranoid right now. She's watching me, everybody. Unbelievable. All right, hold still. Hold still.
Yes.
Yes, only because you know we're all guilty of this. Let me take another commercial break. My apologies. All I can say is that, you know, everybody's thinking, what has this got to do with business, Alan? It's all relative, you guys. It may be food here. It may be your money mindset over there. It may be that subconscious programming that we don't even know why we're doing it. But Carrie Ford is going to shine the light on it. She's got a camera in your closet, too. We'll be right back. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. Stay with us.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So it's Easter weekend here, and, you know, those little chocolate Easter eggs. Oh, yes, that is my weakness. It is like kryptonite, but I can't help myself. I buy a little bag, put it in my center console in my car. Nobody knows about it till my wife finds a little colored tinfoil on my carpet. What have you been doing? Nothing, nothing. Oh, yeah, what's this? Okay, I've been caught. Carrie Ford joining us. Carrie, chocolate, obviously, I think is many people's weakness. But it's funny because here I am. I'm this, like, entrepreneur. I'm this, my wife, you know, a lot of times would call me the hammer. We've been together so long. I was the hammer at everything, you know? But I'm like a wimp when it comes to those little chocolate eggs, you know. I'm a wimp when it comes to things, see's candies. And for me, I guess it's chocolate as I think about it. And so I think, well, it's okay to have a little tiny bit. And a little tiny bit always turns into more. But it's funny because here is, you know, Superman, right, has kryptonite that can take him down. It's like it's his weakness. He can't be around it. And so as entrepreneurs, we all, men especially, think we're like supermen and even women too. And then we don't take care of ourselves. And guess what happens? We trip ourselves in business because we work ourselves into the hospital or an early grave. But I got to tell you, it is funny to me. I joined the National Association of the Self-Employed about 24 or 5 years ago. And the insurance was a lot cheaper. And I said, how can the insurance be so much cheaper? He says, because entrepreneurs are healthier. So I thought, well, yeah, because I can't afford to miss work. So I got to go to work anyway. And I power through getting sick. But the problem is it takes its toll over time. Remember, we talked about sustainability. I'm looking for now, what is sustainability when it comes to, and it isn't what I put in my mouth. It's really how I think about it. Like you said, it's kind of that subconscious programming, and it could have been when I was a little fat kid in 7th grade, and I never got over that. So I'm curious if you could talk about a little more sustainability, how we think about what we eat, and how does it relate to our entrepreneur journey. So I'll just throw it back over to you.
Yeah, I love that. And the parallel is there, believe it or not. And it's interesting because oftentimes I'm asked, are you a business coach or are you a health coach? And I'm like, well, I'm kind of both, but the access point is through your wellness, through your relationship with food and your body on an intuitive level. Because even when we make business decisions, you ever have that gut feeling? You just know this is the right direction. You just know this is the project. You just know this is the person. The same kind of thing when we listen to ourselves on a deep level with food in our body. That's what I teach through, again, the food and body relationship. I love your example. And you said specifically that when you were in 7th grade?
Yeah, I mean, okay, so I let it out of the bag. I was a chubby boy in seventh grade. Oh, I broke my wrist skateboarding, and I got fat, and it just, you know, that's where it started. But go ahead.
Sure, and it does. And actually, our belief system, it actually is established between the ages of 3 and 7. And you won't believe how often when I'm working with clients, they are brought back to these moments in time with emotions that they weren't quite able to process at the time, but somehow started to act from the space of that being their truth, right? Maybe they overheard or they were told they will always be the fat boy or girl. Pizza is bad. Or they were edited somewhere around that's enough of this. And so what do? They hire the food police, as I mentioned earlier, later on in life, only to replicate that same pattern that's familiar to them. And the same truth that they can't trust themselves around food, right? Because that's the message they receive.
Right, right. Well, it gets stuck in there. And you know what happens is it's like a record that's playing in the background and you can hear it just repeating mm-hmm. itself. And it's, yes, it's way in the background, but that's our subconscious. And
it is.
I guess that's why you have people that get anorexic. They're never skinny enough because that record player is back in there playing, that programming is playing over and over again. And so there's all kinds of emotional things we have to deal with through all this. And I think that, like what I liked about what I saw that you do, is that you are a life coach, a holistic life coach, and a business coach. And the two things for entrepreneur, there is no separation between the life and the business. They're completely woven together in the fabric of who we are as entrepreneurs. We can't help ourselves. All right, we got another segment to go. Let's hang on, take a commercial break. We're talking with Carrie Ford. You can find her on the web at elevatewithcarrie.com. Go check out her website. This may be an answer for you because, yeah, we can work. Working's easy. But can we enjoy it once we've achieved it? Or are we going to burn out? Stay with us. It's Entrepreneur Weekly.
Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
My guest today is Carrie Ford. She is the CEO and founder of Elevate with Carrie, which is an elite transformational coaching movement and luxury brand. And you can find her on the web at elevatewithcarrie.com, K-E-R-I, on the web. And a great conversation, I think, because I it's very selfish of me. I'm just kind of exploring things I need to do in my life to live longer, be happier, find, you know, true joy. I have joy, but I know that I'm not where I need to be yet. I'm an entrepreneur, and my entrepreneurial spirit is very strong. It's got its own will, and it pulls me and takes me in a direction. Sometimes my wife says to me, "Where are you going?" I'm like, "I'm going to look at this or that, or buy a piece of property or whatever." We have too much already. It's like, it's so funny. I'm like, "But I've got to go." Carrie, do you think that entrepreneurs have kind of a different outlook on life in every way? But I mean, even when it comes to eating, because I have a lot of entrepreneur friends and we tend to be, you know, like grab and go, you know, don't worry about it. I don't have time to be, you know, preparing food, prepping and all this. And I'm not into my body, so leave me alone. I just want to get out of here and go buy the next deal, you know, until one day you find yourself in the hospital and you go, "Okay, I better get into my body a little bit more now." You know, so entrepreneurs, a different breed. What do you think?
Absolutely. I'm forever the black sheep of my family and perpetually misunderstood, which is okay. We're willing to do things differently, and that's okay. And at the same time, we are so driven by our purpose. Sometimes we forget other things in our life, other pillars that need harmonization exist, right? So time is a struggle sometimes, or we have no issue working. In fact, motivation is not the issue oftentimes with my clients. And this is where I get them to stop performing with diet.
You talked about eating based on principles of intuition. Now, my intuition tells me that chocolate and cookies are perfect for me. But maybe that's, I'm listening to the little devil on the shoulder. I shouldn't be. What do you mean by that when you say that?
There's a book called Intuitive Eating, a brilliant book. And I didn't understand it when I first read it because I'm like, wait a minute. You just throw the rules out the window? Because who am I without the rules? And this doesn't make sense. But if you learn to listen to your body when you're hungry, when you're full, and you learn that it has its own homeostasis, its own rhythm, and you listen, you really feel quite good. And so I teach something called cookie confidence, where if you want the cookie or not, if you know your truth in that moment, you're right.
Okay. I see there's a trademark next to that. So you've trademarked cookie, achieve cookie confidence. So go a little deeper on this one. We've got time.
So there's often two scenarios clients come up against when they're like, okay, wait a minute, what? So I thought I was signing up for some strict diet that was telling me to cut cookies out and sugar is the devil and I should just swear it off forever. And I'm like, no, because cookies taste great. I agree. So they're like, okay, well, how do I really know if I want the cookie? So we first identify if we want the cookie or not. As the hand is going into the cookie bag, do I want the cookie? We pause, we interrupt the pattern. We ask ourselves consciously, do I want it? Client number one may have pretty good awareness around, yes, I do, or no, I don't. And then there's no qualms about it. They put the cookie back or they eat the cookie. It's the end of the scenario. Client two, on the other hand, may be very confused, which indicates there's what I call emotional currency around the food. That is the positive or negative value of the food, meaning it has power over us in some capacity, right? Remember earlier I said, sometimes our denial to eat the original cookie results in eating nine more in private, in secret.
Yeah.
So that client, I would tell them, it's okay if you don't know if you want the cookie, but this is where you get to actually give yourself permission, reassure yourself you can have more than one if you want it, and you start to establish self-trust and tuning into yourself to be your inner compass. This is where we start to nurture our intuition and our guidance within first. Sounds a little bit woo. But I promise there's many places we've started to neglect ourselves. How many times have we thought, I'm hungry, the diet's working, I'm in pain, but I'm going to work out anyway. Then we get hurt. So we get to actually lean in and love ourselves from the inside out, and weight loss becomes the inevitable byproduct of that process.
You said something there. Maybe I've not learned this word, workout. I'm not sure what that means. Actually, I'm the guy that bought a 12,000 square foot gym hoping I would lose weight, and all I did was lose money. So it didn't work for me. So I'm selling it because, you know, I'm serious. It's like I just have so much going on. So my workout lately has been go out into our garden. We have 12 raised beds, a wonderful garden of weeds growing fantastically. And those weeds need to be, you know, harvested for, you know, for the big pile of weeds that I'm creating. And that is my workout lately. And I got to tell you, I worked out the other day. It's spring, you know, it got sunny, and oh my gosh, I felt like every bone in my body was hurting. Every muscle had atrophied. And, you know, being an entrepreneur, we don't make time to take care of ourselves. And I'm as guilty as the next. And I own a gym. I own a gym. I've owned it for 3 years. I've only worked out on it like twice. And I keep thinking, I got to go to the gym. You want to go to the gym, honey? No, I don't want to go to the gym. Okay, we're not going to the gym. Let's have some ice cream. You know, that's like, what in the heck? And entrepreneurs, because we can do whatever we put our mind to. The problem is I never engage my mind to this stuff until recently with this, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard of Fit to Fat to Fit. It's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
He gains all this weight and then he loses it because everybody looked at him when he was in beautiful shape. They're like, oh, you don't know what it's like to be fat. Then he gained 75 pounds. He's like, all right, I'm fat now. Let's lose it together. He's done it twice. So I thought, all right, this time I'm doing it with him. Man, he blew past me. I stopped at 13 pounds. He's lost like 30 already. So I know I'm in this place where I've got to get my hands around my brain. The problem is there's a big thick skull right in front of it, and I don't know what to do about that. Hold on, we're going to take another break. I'm giving Carrie this whole hour because Alan needs help. Alan Taylor, the chubby little seventh grader that never got over it. It's trauma, I'm telling you. It's post-traumatic stress. Who's got the cookies? Where's the chocolate? Give me some chocolate, quick. Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie.
In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. Right, stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages.
Well, you're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly, just like the magazine, Entrepreneur Magazine. It's on newsstands everywhere. And don't forget, check out our website. Lots of good stuff at the website. Podcasts and great stories and information and articles and everything under the sun. Entrepreneur.com. It took me 2 years of being on this brand to be able to spell the word. It's the weirdest spelling word in the world. So if you don't know how to spell it, ask Siri. She'll figure it out. Anyway, Entrepreneur.com. Carrie Ford is joining us, CEO of ElevateWithCarrie.com on the web. And she's working with the 7-year-old version of Alan, little fat Alan. Carrie, thank you for putting up with my shenanigans. Can we talk a little bit about somatic healing and this whole thing about energy, the energy in the body and energy work? And I want to tell you a quick story. The only time I ever heard that word was when I was with a friend of mine in Alaska fishing. And you know Ash Gandahari, who's Shanda Sumter's husband.
Yeah.
I mean, you were just on her podcast or something, or she was on. Where were you guys hanging out at? The Hangout, or what's it called?
Yeah, Shanda was on Clubhouse with
Clubhouse,
me.
That's what it is. So she's an amazing woman. He's an amazing guy. There was a guy there that was doing somatic healing, okay? And I'm like, well, what are you doing? What are you doing over there? And he started talking about it, and it was all about healing and energy. And then he decided he was going to, and he was a big German man. I'm telling you what, 250 pounds. He was like a fire plug. And he was solid muscle. And he laid me down on the ground, and he put his thumbs on my cheekbones and almost spread my skull in half. He says, you're carrying a lot of bad energy in your face. And I'm like, in my face? What do you mean? I've never heard of such a thing. But he opened my sinuses so far that I swear butterflies flew out of my nose. I had never experienced anything like this, but it was so funny because he said that he saw this like energy in my face from the look on my face. And I thought, well, I mean, I've heard of the resting, you know, B-word face before, and maybe I carry a lot of angst in my face. I don't know, but I'm just curious. Probably has nothing to do with somatic healing like you do. But this thing about energy, can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, that almost sounds like it could have been a chiropractic adjustment, but
I know, right?
But you know, energy is very telling. And oftentimes when I have clients that are able to access, as you have said, 7-year-old Alan, these inner versions of themselves that have yet to receive a need, have a need met or receive permission, right? Lasting liberation to realize, oh, I've been carrying this belief around with me and it's never really been mine. I learned this from someone or something or an experience I've had.
Right.
And I've been anchoring this into my truth. And on some level, subconsciously, I have not felt safe to lose weight because I thought I always had to be the fat kid. Right. Learning how to engage with these traumas that are stored in our bodies, these experiences, because even just talking about some of those, someone may get what they call activated, where they almost re-experience and feel the emotions. Because the idea is that time doesn't heal all wounds. It's actually just being able to access these places within ourselves on an energetic level and listen and engage and just truly love ourselves as an action from the inside out. So the emotional body can release the physical body.
Right. Eckhart Tolle calls it the pain body. And I get that. You know, I've heard that before. And you can see people being triggered by things. Somebody will say something, not even knowing that they said something that triggered something for the, like you said, the seventh grade Alan, or it could be a 5-year-old version of me or a 15-year-old version. and we carry it around, and we think if we just bury it, it's, you know, further down there, year after year after year, we keep burying, layering life on top of it. But it's kind of like smoldering embers that never goes out. You may have buried it, but you buried it alive and it's still there. And so that's the, again, that programming that's playing in the background of our minds. Yikes. Well, that's why I think, you know, a person like yourself is so valuable to the entrepreneur world, to the world in general, because you are looking so much deeper at the behavior change behind this, you know, situation, whether it be the nutrition or the pain body, we'll call it, the energy. How did you get into this? I'm just curious. Just give me a minute on that.
Sure. You know, I had my own spiritual awakening around all of this, where I had kind of been existing within the unconscious realms, if you will, going through motions. I did a lot of people pleasing and following of boxes in the order I thought I should follow them. And I mean that in the most loving of ways, but I picked my head up out of water in a story I didn't recognize after a marriage and the 2.5 kids and the white picket fence and all the things that I was supposed to be happy and fulfilled with. And I thought, this isn't it. This is not it. He's a great man. I've got beautiful kids. And I just thought, there's something deeper here. And as I searched my own soul, I was called to help others find themselves home too. And, you know, an entrepreneur that is living on purpose, in purpose, is really powerful. And so that's what I love showing people how to do through this relationship with their body. Because, you know, a woman that's no longer hiding is going to launch the podcast or write the book that she's been called to write. Mm. Or the man that has a message on his heart knows it gets to be bigger than his fear of doing so. Because otherwise we self-sabotage, which is what Mastin Kipp calls self-protection, because we don't feel safe to go there yet. And I think we can all relate that no matter what level of success we're at, there's always another level to explore, maybe a wall, a block, or something that maybe holds us back. We don't feel quite ready for it. Or maybe we've even hit the riches and then it all has disappeared. Why? Why has that happened? And on some subconscious level, perhaps we just haven't been ready to receive it. So is there a version within ourselves that has yet to be liberated?
I love it. Well, she is on a mission to empower millions of women to challenge diet culture, educate on the science and psychology of intuitive eating, and master self-love from the inside out. Carrie Ford. And you can find her at elevatewithcarrie.com on the web. When we come back, I want to have you give some general advice on how to get your life on the right track. No matter how good you are at what you do, we all know secretly we need help. We'll be right back. Are you paying too much for business insurance? Do you have critical gaps in your coverage? Entrepreneur Insurance can help you find out. In 6 out of 10 policies, business owners are paying too much for property, general liability, or workers' comp insurance. Entrepreneur Insurance can help you identify ways to save and any gaps in coverage. Head to entrepreneur.com/insurance to complete the questionnaire and get a personalized quote. It's an easy way to find out if you're paying too much. Again, that's entrepreneur.com/insurance.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
A very familiar song, Eagles, Life in the Fast Lane. It perfectly describes entrepreneurs. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. Carrie Ford joining us. She is a nutritionist and a behavioral change specialist, weight management expert. And with all her speaking and stuff, she's writing a book, by the way, and maybe she can come back when she gets that out and we'll have some more conversation. But we all need a paradigm shift of thinking, entrepreneurs especially. And so maybe you could drill down, you know, for the average person, here's a great way to get started. Here's a great way to make it sustainable. And however you want to go from there. We got about 5 minutes till the end of the show. The stage is yours, Carrie.
Yeah. Thank you, Alan. So we're all busy. And the biggest thing I hear is I just don't have time. But what I actually hear entrepreneurs say when they tell me that is, I'm not worth making myself a priority. So we get to start making you a priority. And so here's where I would start. You're going to set your timer from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed to go off every 2 hours. And you're going to do what I call awareness check-in. And you're going to ask yourself a couple questions. So if you have a pen and paper or this is on replay, you can go ahead and write these down. Am I hungry? Am I thirsty? When is the last time I ate? And is there anything I need in this moment to feel nourished and taken care of? Now, what I hear is, this sounds like common sense, but they're really talking to themselves because they can't believe that they've never stopped to ask themselves this throughout the day. And I'm like, it is. And how long have you been neglecting yourself? How often have we had to go to the bathroom for 2 hours? And it's like, oh my gosh, I still haven't gotten up to go to the bathroom. We're so on purpose. We're so driven. We're so motivated. Right. That's not the issue.
Right.
But we get to check in with ourselves and stop neglecting, because when we start to listen and establish these micro commitments of listening and trusting and listening and trusting, we start to take action from there. And soon it becomes automatic. So that's where I would start. Soon you won't have to set the timer. You'll just know. The other thing is, if you're trying to create and sustain a new automated healthy behavior, as I call it, such as we talked about working out. And it's like, honestly, how many of us can say the hardest part is getting to the gym or starting the workout? Just 5-minute commitment. I want you to remember how important this is. 5-minute commitment is all it takes. So all you have to do is commit to 5 minutes. I think we can all do that. We're all disciplined enough to be entrepreneurs and know that we have 5 minutes. So that's easy. It's just 5 minutes to get to the gym, to start the workout, whatever that looks like for you. And if you still are not feeling the workout, you can give yourself full permission to leave. No guilt, no self-beat up, no shame. But nearly 100% of the time, I will tell you, these end up being the best workouts. You stay to actually work out, and you realize the hardest part is getting there and starting. So this will help you close what I call the gap of resistance. It's the moment in time where, like, I don't know, should I hit snooze? Do I really want to go to the gym? So again, closing the gap of resistance starts to automate and anchor into the new behavior and the new pattern.
I love it. It's like you said, it's very simple. And this whole idea of setting the alarm and just checking on yourself is, I think, what you described as self-love. If you don't love yourself, mm-hmm. how can you love anybody else? Because you're not really paying attention to your own self. You're like, I actually called myself a love hoarder the other day. It was hilarious. I said, you know what? I'm like, I only have so much love, and I got to keep it. I got to keep it. No, God gives endless amount of love. The more you use, the more God gives you. And the problem is we don't use enough mm-hmm. on our own doggone selves. But you're right. I am right now. My lips are dry. I'm thirsty. I have not had a drink. I have not had a bite all day. I am so hungry. I could eat this microphone right now if I had some chocolate syrup on it. But this has been very helpful. I would suggest people, you guys all go check out. If you're in that phase of life where I am, where you just know that you could use somebody that's a friend, somebody that can talk to you about stuff like this, Carry Ford, a great, great communicator. Elevate with Carrie. If you want to elevate your life, this can be your friend, this woman right here. Thank you, Carrie. You did a great job today. I got to tell you,
Alan.
I really got to get myself together here. I don't know what's going on. I'm hungry for some chocolate right now. I don't know what to do. Oh, am I still on the air? See what happens? Thank you, Carrie. All right. Again, elevatewithcarrie.com. I'm Alan Taylor. I think it's past my lunchtime. See you next week.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.